Sunday morning's not a bad, not a bad attendance. Sunday morning, right? Okay, so where do we leave off? So, left off really with the kasha, or dealing with the kasha. That in the Gemara, Pashas in the Gemara has a machlekes Rav and Rava. Every ganav, is he kind of the gzeila or not? Rav says, that's what it sounds like, that every ganav is really kind of the gzeila. That he has to give the gzeila back is b'teres tashlumim. And therefore, by Bob Machteres with his Kimli Drabne, he doesn't have to give the Gneva back. Even not, though, even if the Gneva is banned, he doesn't have to return it. Because in Tashluma, there's Kimli Drabne. And Jerovah says, no, a Ganav is not kind of the Gneva. I is Chaim and Einsen. He did the Havi Ashayah. Rashi, it's called an Ashaloi. Back upon him. The Lashon Gemara says, only kind of Le'inyin Lis Chaim Einsen. That's the Lashon Gemara. Ki Ukin Rechmanu Beshusu Le'inyin Einsen. Avalinyin Mikhna Beshusu Demarayim Kaimi. So Einsen has a opinion in the Gneva, but for everything else, it's not his Gneva. And therefore, when he gives the Gneva back, it's Peteris. Rashi says it's Peteris Hashava, like it becomes him, it's Hashava. And in Hashava, there's no Kimeli Dragon. That's the Pashtus in the Gemara. That's what Chasm Seif understands the Gemara, Kshutai, others. Akash is, Achayim ask, from the Gemara Baba Kamak, Daf Samachayim Adal, Gemara Meruba. Over there, Rav said a member of Rav Karen Kain Shaganah. The Ganav steals, something, and later on it's worth more in value than it was when he stole it. But no, later on it's worth different than it was when he stole it. He stole something, and the value at the time of the Gneva is different than time now, at the time of the Hamada Badin. So Rav says, with Rabbi Karen, we go bust the Shasa Gneva. Rabbi Kefil, Dalim, hey, we go bust the Shasa Hamada Badin. Rabbi Karen, we go bust the Gneva. So when I ask, what's the case? Did it go up in value or did it go down in value? It's a case that it went up in value. So Lema Pliga Rabba, the Rabba. Is Rav Chalik on that which Rabba said? That if a Ghana stole something, it was worth one Zeus and now it's worth four Zeus. So if it was it from Imela, so you know, it was just Nenas, then he only has to pay one Zeus. But if he was Tavra B'Yadayim, then he has to pay Dal Zuzi. He's Chayah for the Shvir, so he has to pay Dal Zuzi. And Rav was talking about a case even where he broke it B'Yadayim, Dal Vahe, he's talking about a case where he shefted it, so he shefted B'Yadayim. So Lema Pliga Rabba, the Rabba. No, Rav's not talking about where he went up in value, he's talking about where he went down in value. So Moshe seems to take it for granted that Rav agrees to Rabba. That Tavra Shasi paid Dalit. The Chayim asks, why is that true? Rav Lashitosli holds that a Ganav is kind of the Gneva. If a Ganav is kind of the Gneva, then when he breaks it, he's breaking his own thing. Why should he have to pay Dalit Zuzi? What's the difference if he broke it with a dime if it broke by itself? If when it broke by itself, he only has to pay one Zuz, like it, which is the value that it was, its value of the Shasa Gneva. So even if he broke the B'Yadayim, it shouldn't make any difference because he didn't cut over. This B'Chayim was Kasha. So, Mikoich this Kasha, Rav Chanan wants to say, and others, that maybe, Rav Chanan wants to say, that Rav only is talking about a case of Kimle Ravne. In the case of Kimle, above Machteres, Rav holds that the Ganav is kind of the Gneva Lagamre. Not sure how even to say this. I mean, I said this last week. How did I say it last week? I'll start the other way. What the Rav Chanan says, that Rav holds that in theory a Ganav ought to be kind of the Gneva because he has enough kinyonim in the Gneva to be kind of. But now that there's a chiv of a heshiv, so the heshiv is mine of the kinyon. And now it's like not kind of the Gneva, and it remains the bilums. And therefore, if he breaks it, he's breaking the bilums scale, he has to pay Dalat Zuzi. It's only in the case of above Machteris when you have a Kimle B'Drabimine, so then there is no Chiyuv B'Heshiv, because Kimle B'Drabimine takes off the Chiyuv B'Heshiv. So then Rav holds that you're kind of the Gneva, then Rav holds that you're kind of the Gneva completely. That's what Rav Chanan wants to accomplish over here. That a Ganav is only kind of the Gneva according to Rav. Rav says the Ganav is kind of the Gneva completely. That's talking about in the case of above Machteris, where the Kimle Rabne takes off the Chiyuv Heshiv. But in a case, in a regular case of a regular Ganav, so then the Chiyuv Heshiv is Meneh, that the Ganav is not Kohen of the Gneva. That's the Yisoy that Rav Chanan wants to say, to reconcile the Gemara. Of course, it needs to be explained if that's the case. So then what's the Machlokes like Rav and Rava? Like, if it comes out that the Heshiv is Meneh of the Kinyan, so now at the end of the day, when the ganav gives back the gneva, in the case of a regular ganav, when he gives back the gneva, he's giving back b'toris hashava or he's giving it back b'toris tashlumen. Bottom line, a regular ganav with no kimlud ramin. According to Rav Chanan's hasbara over here. So if the chiyuv of a heshiv, never mind defining what it is, but if the chiyuv of a heshiv is meinei the kinyan, so now when he gives back the chayfetz to the bailiff, is he giving back b'toris tashlumen or is he giving back b'toris hashava? Hashava, because he's giving the bailiff back something which belongs to the bailiff. So that's b'toris hashava. So then why does it matter even if there is kimlud ramin? Rashi says, that's the goof, that's a pshat in the Agamara, that there's only kimlud rabbinay and tashlumet, but in Hashavah there's no kimlud rabbinay. So what's the way? Torah doesn't make any sense. The same way Rava holds that there's no kimlud rabbinay over here, because there's no kimlud rabbinay in Hashavah. So why isn't the two even in Rav? Rav only holds that there would have been that the Ghana would have had a kinyan ilmoli, the chiyuv Hashavah. But now there's a chiyuv Hashavah, he's like a not kind of. So now the chiyuv hashava is the teres hashava, not the teres tashlumen, and hashava is no kimud rabbi. So what does it matter, even if he's bald machter? So one possibility is to say with the tzais. This is the ground we covered last week. I just want to bring us back up to where we hold it. So one possibility is to say with the tzais that when Rashi went with that, it's that there's two kinds of hashava. There's hashava memayni gabach. And then there's a hashava that besides the mamoni gabach, you have chiyuv to get it back to the bialim. So with an ordinary ganav, it's not enough for the bialim. It's not just the bialim can come and say mamoni gabach. The ganav has a chiyuv that he has to restore it to the rishus habayim. It's his responsibility to get it back to the bialim. So Tzoy says that when you have kimud rabbe, even according to Rava, we pass him like Rava, even according to Rava, that you have to get the gneva be'en, still belongs to the bialim. There's no kimud rabbe, you don't get to keep the knuckle, you don't get to keep the gneva, but you don't have to go running after the bialim. And that there is kimud rabbe. And the positive chiyuv to go looking to restore to the bialim, there is kimlud rabbinay. There's just no kimlud rabbinay in meini gabach. At the end of the day, it's the thing by you, and that's a fact. And that is no kimlud rabbinay. That's not a chiyuv, that's a fact. And a fact is no kimlud rabbinay. So if you deploy the tzais, so then we're good. We can say like this, that Rav holds really you're kind of the gneva. Except that there's a chiyuv hashava that's meineyu from being kind of the gneva. But the chiyuv hashava that's meineyu from being kind of the gneva is the positive chiyuv hashava that you have to restore to the bialim. Since you have a positive chiyuv hashava to restore it to the bialim, that prevents you from being kainit for yourself. And that positive chiyuv hashava is kimlei d'rabbinei. That's agamor. That's what Rav holds in agamor. It's kimlei d'rabbinei. Therefore, you don't have a positive chiyuv hashava. If there's no positive chiyuv hashava, then the ganav is kainit the gneva. Now, Shenkin Rava holds that you're never kainit the bialim. The ganav never has a kainit to be kainit the bialim. The ganav is never kainit the gneva. He never had even a kainit to be kainit the gneva. And therefore, the heishiv from the get-go was just a mamonig. It was just a pikadim to etzler. The gneva was never more than a pikadon by the ganav. So now, even if it's kimlud rabbinay, so the kimlud rabbinay takes off the positive chiyuv hashava, but it doesn't take off the memayni gabach. Now, we one mahalach had to work through Rav Chanan's mahalach here in the Gemara. Rav Chanan himself, I don't remember how he says it, but just this mahalach and this approach. It's not only Rav Chanan, many say this. Then I said last week, maybe we could say al derech zeh, maybe we could say even without using the tzais. Tzais is very big chiddush. Maybe once we have this, once we've gotten this far, maybe we could throw away the ladder, and we could say a similar word even without the tzais. And we could say that according to Rav, you really ought to be kind of the gneva, and the chiyuv hashava is meineyu from being kind of the gneva. So a chiyuv hashava that's meineyu from being kind of the gneva, that's a chiyuv hashava that's meineyu from being kind of the gneva is in a sense a kind of tashlumin. I don't know if tashlum is the right word. But a chiyuv hashava that's my neyah, in other words, I really have kinyonim in the gneva. The chiyuv hashava is my neyah, my kinyonim. A chiyuv hashava that's my neyah, my kinyonim is in a certain sense a chiyuv to pay the, in a certain sense, even though after there's a chiyuv hashava. You know what? I'll say it when this looks at. Rav Shimon really says this word. I didn't have this really Rav Shimon's word. Rav Shimon says in Ksuvas and in the Shuman in Simon Men, he says the following as well. I think it's really identical to this thing that I was about to say that I said last week. Rav Shimon says it's in a way similar to Rav Chanan, but Rav Shimon said it a little bit differently. Rav Chanan said it that the chiyuv hashava is my day of the kinyan of the ganav. Rav Shimon says he says that the ganav is kind of the gneva. But then the chiyuv hashava gives it back to the bialim. It's not quite the same as the Chonon. The Chonon says the Ganav is not Koine the Gneva, because the Chiv HaShov is Meine is Kinyon. But Shimon says, no, maybe the Ganav really in a sense is Koine the Gneva. But immediately the Chiv HaShov, we're not clocking this on a clock, just in theory, the forces here at work. The Ganav really should be Koine the Gneva. And there's nothing per se that stops him from being Koine the Gneva. But the Chiv HaShov itself means it is a schus moment for the Bailam. Through the Chiv HaShov, the Bailam get moment. The Bailam, because the Chiv HaShov is not only a Chiv on the Ganav, it's a schus moment of the Bailam. Through the Chiv HaShov, the Bailam have a momentus in the Chayfetz, they have a momentus in the Gneva, that makes the Gneva theirs. Ke'ilu, one way to think of it, is that the Ganav is Koine the Gneva, and then the Veheshev HaGzeil is Maknit back to the Bailam. Of course, it doesn't happen that way in time. You know, in time it all happens simultaneously, and the Ganav never gets it. But at least in theory, the Ganav really could be kind of the Chayfetz. But the Heshev is Machnit back to the Bailam. So it's like a Lachonah, but it's a little bit different. So then it's much easier to understand that how Kimli Ravni over here works. According to Rav, the Ganav is kind of the Chayfetz. It's kind of the Gneva. But then the Heshev is Machnit back to the Bailam. Again, I want to stress, I don't think there's ever a moment in time where it belongs to the Ganav. Probably never belongs to the Ganav, because it's all Bon Ke'echot. The Ganav's Kinyonim are simultaneous with the Heshev, which is machnit back to the Bailam. So the Bailam never really loses its chusim moment. But since fundamentally the Heshev is a hakna back to the Bailam, so an hakna back to the Bailam, you can have Kimli the Rav in it. But Shenkin, according to Rava, the Bailam never had Kinyonim in the Chayfetz. Since the Bailam never had Kinyonim in the Chayfetz, so therefore the Heshev is just a Chiv HaShavas HaPikot, and therefore there's no Kimli Rav in it. So it's a step beyond. And it finesses the problem in understanding how, why this came with Rav and according to Rav, but not according to Rav. Yeah, briefly.
I'm not sure. According to Rav, he says you're dying on fine,
pay Kefal. No. Tell me the regular Ganav, he has to pay Kefal.
When he's returning, he has to pay
Kefal. Yeah.
In that case,
really? I mean, not by Bob Machteris, where it's came with Rav, but ordinarily, yeah. But no, even Kefal is Ben, it's still Kefal. Yeah, that's for sure, because it's careful even if it's bad. The Maisa, all of these fancy Mahalachim, whether Rav Chanan is Nusach, Rav Shimon is Nusach, in Rashi it's very awesome. Because it makes the whole Rav, Rashi says that, I don't know if it's against Rashi, but it's very Sosim Rashi. Rashi's lesson is the first wide line. Hachanai milin ein leidomim. In case of kimli d'rabinet, afal pi de'isnu. I mean a lot because inu tzchef not a pikodin. Ele b'shusu yabachar yusek kaimi. Yichi govul beidinim inay yeshkan tashlumin. Rashi sounds like he's saying that even in case of kimli d'rabinet, the ganav is kind of the neighbor. And therefore, if he gives the neighbor back, it's going to be a tashlumin and a kimli and a. The Ganav is claiming the Chayfetz, and if he would give the Chayfetz back, it would be a Tashlumin, and not a Tashlumin, this Kimli Rabbanei. Fear of Chonon, or even fear of Shimon, by a case of Kimli Rabbanei, the Ganav is not really claiming the Chayfetz. Fear of Chon, for sure. In the case of Kimli Rabbanei, the Ganav is not claiming the Chayfetz, because the Chiv. No, sorry, I'm saying it wrong. Quater of Chonon. The first half of Rashi Shver. Rashi says that by a regular ganav, yesh leidom kain aval aben. That's a regular ganav. Moed berav deloy kainav chayv lahachzer achichin. Amina dafilu nensim neik shabo l'shusah chayv lahachzer demayam. Amalei amina pikadim hem gabei v'avdula bailam. Al amina b'shusah hem v'avdulai. Rashi sounds like he's saying that a regular ganav is kain of the chayv. It's not a pikadim. Chayv l'fir of a chayv. It is a pikadim. The chayv l'shav is made neyah that he's not kain. So it's not a pikadim. Yeah, and philosophically, it would have been a pikkudin if not for the Chiv HaShov. But that's not what Rashi said. Rashi said, is it pikkudin, Gabe? And Rashi says, it's not a pikkudin, Gabe. Rashi says, not a pikkudin, Gabe. It's not a pikkudin. It is a pikkudin. Lemaisa, it is a pikadon. The chiyuv hashavah was menele kinyanim, and it is a pikadon. Even if you have shimon lechayr, it's a pikadon gadai, because now the heishiv is maknit back to the bialim, and now it's a pikadon gadai. The lashonis of Rashi are not so mashma like this one. Even more, the Ramban and Bamitzia, Daf Yimu, Amud Beis, again, just not to lose sight of the eight ball. How do we get into this whole mess? Because the Poshet to Pshat in Rav is that Rav says that a Ganav is kind of the Chayfis Lagamay. He's kind of the Chayfis Lagamay. That that he gives it back is only the Teres Tashlum. That's the Poshet to Pshat in the Gemara. That's how it sounds in Rashi. Chasam Sofer says that explicitly, that a Ganav is kind of the Chayfis, point to Rav, Ganav is kind of the Chayfis Lagamay. Chasam Sofer says the only reason why you have to give back the chayfets is because there's an essay. Veishav is gazela. You need the essay to mimenach the lav. Shaloshim the Chasam Sofer, very nice loshim. He says that in that shul in Chashim Mishma, he says that the rav shita is that a ganav is kind of the chayfets legame, and he has a chayf tashlumen, but he doesn't. The chayfets itself belongs to the ganav totally. So why does he have to give back the game? Why does he have to give back the chayfets? The chayfets, why does he have to give it back? So I told you earlier, Shas is like it's a din in the Tashlumin. The Tashlumin is limited. L'chatchil, if the Chayfis is be'en, then you have to do the Tashlumin through the Chayfis. There are Shas and Dama to Idis. The din Tashlumin, but the Torah can say how the Tashlumin should be done. So here the Torah said a restriction how the Tashlumin should be done. Chasam Sofer says it's another Nusuf. He says that it's a din Tashlumin. But if you want to be Menach, but since you have a Lav, so the Torah said the Lav has to be Nitik L'Asse. The Lav is Nitik for the Asse of being Meshav Gzeila Ben. No, your chiv is a chiv tashlumen, but you have a lot, and the Torah is mechayiv you to be menatik the lot. The way to be menatik the lot to give back the chayfets back. There's a chiv essay to give the chayfets back then, but not because the chayfets doesn't belong to the bottom. The chayfets belongs to you, and tashlumen you could be mechayiv with money, but there's a mitzvah essay that you have to give back the chayfets itself. Kach. Anyway, that's about the pshut shel mikra and rav. The kain of the chayfets legami. The problem was, what about the gemara of tavrei shasya? What the gemara is lema pliga derava derava. What's the Gemara's kasha? Of course, Rav pliged the Rav. Rav is taka chaylik and Rav. According to Rav, tavre shasi shouldn't be chayav dalim. So that was the problem. Well, that's why the lechon and Rav Shimon. That's why the lechon. They're saying all these, trying to split the difference. Somebody to have our cake and eat it too. That we'll maybe find another idiom over here. To have some way of reconciling these two things that we can have Rav and still have the tavre shasi chayav dalim zuzi. The Rambam of Metzia, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. He's talking about Rav's halacha. Tavrei Shasya. So he says like this. He says the main chiddush of Rab. Rab said, not Rab, Rabba. The member of Tavrei Shasya is Rabba. So Ramban says the main chiddush is Rabbi said two things. He says it from you stole something is worth one zuz, now it's worth four. So if it broke by itself, you'll only pay one zuz. Tavre be a dime, tavre shasi pay dalad zuzi. Says the Ramban, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is not the first part. If it broke by itself, that's pasha, you only pay one zuz. That's not the chiddush. The chiddush is el tavre kamashbon. The chiddush of Rabbi is the second half, that if you break it, you have to pay four zuz. And that's a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Salkadaita Chamino came into Ukma Rachmana Lagzela Bashusa the Gazan Lin Einsin. This Torah is Makna the Gzela to the Gazan Lin Einsin. Lin Yin Miknin Naimi Kaimi Bashusa. So maybe he's Mamish Kainit Lagame. And therefore, if he breaks it, he's breaking his own thing. Kamash Malon. So that Lashon of the Rabban, where did the Rabban get that Lashon from? I would have thought, since the Gazlan is kind of the Gzeilin Yin Oinsin, so the Indian Miktanami kind of Rishu says, I would have thought that he's kind of the Gzeilin Gamri. Where did everybody get that Lashon? It's not a Lashon there in the Gemara Mamsia. That's Lashon. It's Mamish Lashon of Agamar. It's Mamish Agamar. It's basically Rabban Agamar. Yesu Domin Ensu Chayib Alma Rishusi Kaimi. The Moshe says, "V'loy, it's not true. You come a chonav shusin in an instant. Avalin a mikne b'shusin demarayu kaimi. It's mamish to lashon. The lashon Rabban is mamish taken out of Agamar. And it sounds like the Rabban is saying that the chiddush of Rabba of Tavra Shas is because salka daita chamina. I would have thought like Rab that since the Torah is makna to the god of Linyan Einsin, so maybe Linyan mikdanami koni. He's kind of the gneva of the gamri. And if that's the case, then even if he broke it by a day, he should only pay one sus. Kol mash malon. That is not true. That even the Torah is makna to Einsin, but the Torah is not makna to him legamri. Really, Dvorim came out before Shir and Rabban. But the Rabban is saying that the member of that the din of Rabba, that Tavra Shasi pays dollars Zuzi, he says, what's the chiddush? Of course you pay dollars Zuzi. I broke it by a dime. Why should I pay dollars Zuzi? Does the Rabban know? Salka Daita Chamino, that since the Ganav is Koinu Linyalinsin, so he's Koinu Linyalinsin, so therefore so if he breaks it, he's not Chayiv, I'm the Shvira. Kamash, but we don't say that. So it sounds pretty clear in the Rabban. The Rabban is learning that Rabba's member, the chiddush that the din of Tavra Shasi is lapuki from Rav Sfar and Agamar. In other words, it sounds like the Rabban held like the Chasam Sofer. He read the din of Tavra Shasi Kipshutoi. He read Rav Kipshutoi. The Rav holds a taka koinu lechefes legamrei since he koinu lechefes legamrei since he koinu lechefes and it's your neighbor and therefore if you break it you're not chayav dollars zuzi. The only chayav the ones was from before. And Rav who said the Tavra Shasi pays dollars zuzi is the chiddush of Rav is that the chiddush of Rabba is that we don't say like Rav says in Agamur. Very striking Ramban. Of course, if that's the case, then to stare hakusha, as the Chaim say, then the kasha, then the kasha comes back reinforced. How can you tell me that Rav is coming lapuki from Rav when the Gemara Baba Kama says lema pligid the Rav, the Gemara says v'dama poshu, the Rav is masking the Rav. The whole member of Rabba, quite this Rabban a moment, see, the whole member of Rabba of Tavra Shasya is coming to tell me that Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought like Rav, that the Ganav is Koinu Lignevo, since he's Koinu, he's Koinu Lagamri, Kamash, but he's not Koinu Lagamri. Okay, so Rabba's coming to tell me, Kamash Malon, not like Rav and Agamar. So what's Rav and Rabba become? Lame Pliga the Rabba and the Rabba. What's happening? Is Rav Koinu Kan Rabba? Rav says, Karen Kay Shigon, if it can't be done with Rabba's case, because the Rav is with Rav Koinu Kan Rabba, we must be talking about a different case. What do you mean? Rav's Haka Koinu Kan Rabba. The whole rabbi is not booking the rabbi. So I'll tell you what, I think the honest answer, at least for the Ramban, is this. If you look at the Ramban here by us in the Milchamas, the Ramban is busy with his primary discourse is about a different issue. The issue of Shibir is Shibir in the Machteris, out of the Machteris, but not up to yet. The Soich HaDvorim, though, the Rabban has a Loshen. The Rabban says, just explaining how he says that Rav held the God of his people, that. Oh, we give the Rabban. If I can make out the small print.
Yeah.
Yeah, here it is. He's explaining the Gemara. Rav's talking, I feel a Natal. Since the Ramban, Vitoa Rav. Rav made a mistake. Le'kim Nerechman Rabbishusay El Nin Einsin, Vloy Lin Mikna. Tower gave it to me, Lin Einsin, Tower didn't give it to him, Lin. Tower was only magnet to the God of Lin Einsin, not Lin Kinyan. Vitoa Rav was it. Only the words I want to medite is Vitoa Rav was it. Now, Ramban says, he's paraphrasing Agamor, he's explaining the Shakatai of the Gemara. He says, Rav made a mistake. Rav thought that the Kind of the Gate is Kind of Lagamri, since his Kind of Lin Einsin is Kind of Lagamri. But Torah, Rav made an error. Because he's only claiming in Einstein, he's not claiming in Linyan Knife. So what's bothering me is, what do you mean Rav made a mistake? Don't think it's Rav and Rav. That's called Rav made a mistake, that's how we talk. You know, Rav said a Svara, came in since he's claiming in Einstein, so he's claiming in Lagami. And Rava says, Wallahi, Rava says, not true. The Talmud was only Makdim in the Einstein, in the Linyan Makdayalah. So, respectable Talmud to say, it's not like it's Rav and Rava. What are you taking your position? It's a Torah Rav. It's a very strange lesson for a man to say. No, Ben, it's not much a Shura lesson. It's not like it's Rav and Rava. It's not our job to take sides. You have to be Mazda Rav, you have to be Mazda Rava. Even if you're the Ramban, you don't say it's Torah Rav. Where did Ramban get such a strong lesson from? So I think the Pshat is, just talking, I think the emes of Pshat is that the Ramban learned that Velohi, when the Gemara says Velohi, it's not Rava talking. I think I mentioned at the beginning of the Sugi, it's not so Pashat. Rashi learns Velohi is Rava. That Rav said Elikim Amar Rav Afilu Natal. That Rav meant that Afilu Natal. But Rav continues Veloi. Rav is Rav. If that's the pshat, like Rashi, that Veloi is Rav talking. So at the end of the day, it's Machleik is Rav and Rav. That's not called Rav's Torah. That's called Machleik is Rav and Rav. I think the Ramban learned that Veloi is the son of the Gemara talking. Rav just said that Elikim Amar Rav Afilu Natal. That Mishtabi Milsad Rav B'Shashiber. Veloi Rav said even by Natal because of the svara of since he's chayav anoyis and he's kind of legame. So Rava is just telling me what Rav said. Rava said it would have been more mistaber had Rav been talking about shiber. Velohi says Rava. Rav was talking even by nota. Then comes along the stum of the Gemara and says Velohi, the svara is wrong because it's there's no raya from Einstein. Ki ilkim yachamad aliv shusay in Einstein the avi hashayah. So now already, it's not a machlekes in Rav and Rava. Rava told me what Rav said. And now the stum of the Gemara says, Velohi, Rav is Rava. If that's the case, then the Ramban already can say that Torah Rav is. Because that's already the stum of the Gemara coming to saying that Velohi, that Rav is Rava. You see what I'm saying? It's a methodological point here. If it's just a machlekes Rav and Rava, so the lashon is, it's a machlekes Rav and Rava. We don't see that Rav is Toya. We don't see Rav is Toya. It's our job to say Rav is Toya. But if it's the stomach of the Gemara talking, then the stomach of the Gemara is saying that Rav was Torah. Then the Ramban is paraphrasing the stomach of the Gemara. Ramban says the Torah Rav. That's not the Ramban's judgment. That's the Gemara's judgment. Really, the Gemara's judgment is that this member of Rav is not. That Rav's reasoning over here is a mistake. Rav reasoned by analogy to wrote a raya from Chiyuv Hainson that he must be playing the Gneva Lagarmi. Says the Gemara, the stomach of the Gemara, Veloi, that the raya from Hainson is wrong. Veloi is not doing it to Hainson. I mean, the raya from Einstein is wrong. Velohi, the svar is wrong. Ukmi Rachmanu, we should say the chiv Einstein is only machnet in Linyan Einstein, but not in Linyan Miknayim. And we didn't have a shoyl. End the story. So the stump of the Gemara saying that Rav is wrong. So this is important to me because if that's the case, that the stump of the Gemara is saying that Rav is wrong, then I think that mitigates a lot of the question from the Gemara in Baba Kama from Tarvah Shasa. Rav over there in Baba Kama said, remember, Rav, Omer Rav, Keren Kein Shigon, Kepul Shasna Maldavidin. So remember. So the Gemara said, what's the case? Is the case they went up or the case they went down? Well, so if the case is they went up, and Rav is saying, even if it went up in value, you only pay one zuz, Keren Kein Shigon. Frankly, I'm a lame of Liga, the Rav. You're telling me this halach of Keren Kein Shigon is against Rav? Now, it happens to be true that Rav, in his Tos in Agamara, was also against Rav. The whole Rav is about booking from this far of Rav. Rav's mistake. But then already, it's very misabba to say that the Gemara did, since the Gemara over here came to a conclusion that this member of Rav, of that Kimli Rabmani, of Notal, is a Tos. Then now, when Rav said a different member of Keren Kain Shaganav, the Gemara is not nicha to say, well, it's Rav Lushitosa that he had a Tos over there. You know, this member of Rav, the other member of Rav, when Rav said Notaloi, that was like, that was a bad day. You know, Rav said something, and the stomach of the Gemara said that it was a Tos. So now every time Rav says something, we're going to assume it's totally that toys that he made over there. Well, the Stoma of the Gemara, the Sugi doesn't want to say that. We're going to say the halacha of Keren Kei Shigonim, that's the case, is a toys also. Mechatesa to say that way. It's much more nicha for the Gemara to say that the din of Keren Kei Shigonim, that doesn't have to be chaylik and Rabba. That could go even with Rabba, because we're not talking about it was Zayg, we're talking about it when it's Zayzel. You know, there was... Again, if it's Tama Machoik is Rabban Ravos, what's the most problem? Rabban Shitosli, very good. What's the most common? What's the question about a Kama? Elema Pliga the Rabban. What do you mean? Forget. Rabban Shitosli, Taka Chayel Kan Rabban. But now that the Stoma the Gemara Agamara came to a judgment that Rab is wrong, that it's Veloi, this was Rabban, this was Rab's Tos. So then the Stoma the Gemara, when it's dealing with other members of Rab, the Stoma the Gemara would like the other members of Rab not to be a Tos. So therefore, the mahalat, the sugya, the stomach of the Gemara over there says, "Lema pliga the rabba." Kilu was saying, "This member of Rav, you want to be against Rabba too?" So much no. This member of Rav is still good because this member of Rav is talking about it. Where was Eisel? I think that's an emes thing that I'm saying now. But either I'm bad, at least it's not a problem. Emes, I'll tell you even more. The Rashman and Shuvah, I think I gave you the Rashman and Shuvah as a Maim Malkum, but the Rashman and Shuvah, a lot of it belongs to. There's a lot of things going on in that Shuvah. But one of the things that goes on in that shuvah, does anybody, I see you pretty full of things here. Yeah, a lot of this Rashi, I don't know if you did the Rashi because it's very tied up in the Balamor and the other issues of Shiva, which is the next thing we have to talk about, not today. But the Seif Kedvarim also has a lashon. The next one is the Hemshech, which I did not give you. I have it more clearly than else. Yeah, then he's like this. He has a line. Miu mistabra kehi sugi de perik hagoizel kiman da omer afilu notal. The maki kehilu v'sfor b'yad achev isnu afilu hochi kamakshi mehodarav. It's not so important to our issues, but he says like this. He's bringing a raya. He brings the machlekes nagamar between Rav and Rava. It's notal. It's kimel Rav only by shibur or even by notal. So he says mistaber, like the manda omar, that Rav was talking afilu by notal. It brings Rav from Goren Hagoyzel in Baba Kama, where somewhere is the case of the Makav Kehilu Sor B'Yad Acher, which I don't remember right now exactly, and Rafilahochi Kamakshim Yehod Derav. Kitzer, he's bringing a Rai from Gemara Baba Kama that the Gemara Baba Kama seems to say that Rav is talking about Afilu Notal. So it's a Raya that we hold, like the Manda Omer and Agamar, that Rav was talking by Notal. And this is Efshalutchoy, that Gemara is not a Raya. The Balamor is done that there's a machlokes in Agamara, was Rav talking by Notal or not by Notal? And he brings a raya from Gemara Baba Kama that Rav was talking evil, and he's doichel raya, it's not a raya. Where's there a machlokes in Agamara if Rav was talking by Notal or not by Notal? Rav is talking by Notal. The Gemara says that Rav is wrong, but Rav himself without it was talking by Notal. Somehow the Rashi saw in Agamara there's a machlokes if Rav was talking about Notal. There's a madomer in Agamara that Rav was talking by Notal. There's a madomer Rav is talking about only by Shiber. And even derived from Mor Baba Kama, where the Mor there is talking Ali with the Rav, they're handling a Rav, and the Mor seems to assume the Rav was talking even by Notal. And this is not a Rav from that Gemara, maybe Slavda, maybe that Gemara means something else. That Gemara is not important to us right now, but he saw in Agamara, Machlekes was Rav talking by Notal or not by Notal. Where in Agamara in the world is there a Machlekes a Rav was talking by Notal or not by Notal? Machlekes is Rav and Rava, but it's not a Machlekes what Rav was talking about. Eli Kim on the Rav, I feel a Notal. So what's the shot? What? Right, he learned the Gemara. Apparently, the Rashi learned the Gemara that Velohi, it's like the Rambam, but a step beyond, that Velohi is the stomach of the Gemara talking, and the stomach of the Gemara is being Cholakan Rava, what Rav said. Rav said that Elikim Omer Rav Afilu Notal. Comes along the stomach of the Gemara and says, Velohi, it's not true. Rav said it only by Shiver, not by Notal. Because your argument, Rava, that you want to ascribe to Rav from Einstein, it's not a raya. Midah Dehavei Asher. But Kitzur, the Velohi, it's like the Ramban, but it's beyond the Ramban. The Ramban just says that Rav was wrong. Rav is Toya, Velohi. Stom of the Gemara says Rav wrong. The Rashba learns Velohi is like the Ramban, that the Velohi is the Stom of the Gemara. But not that the Stom of the Gemara is saying Rav was wrong. The Stom of the Gemara is saying that's not what Rav said. Rav wasn't talking about Natal. Rav was talking about Shiva. So now you have a chaykes in Agamor. What was Rav talking about? Notal or Shiver? So he brings Rav from Rav Kama. Rav was talking about Notal. He's doichel raya. Maybe Rav was talking only by Shiver. So if you hold like the Rashba, that the stom of the Gemara is saying that Rav was talking about Shiver, then the Gemara of Rav Kama is for sure good. The Gemara about lema pliga the Rava, the Rava. The stom of the Gemara of Rav Kama is like the stom of the Gemara by us, that Rav is only talking about Shiver, not by Notal. So now the whole kasha disappears. No lumdus, but just no kasha. So both according to the Ramban and even more according to the Rashba, I think the Gemara Baba Kama is not so problematic. Of course, the Rashi is still a problem because Rashi learns Velohi is Rava. Rashi learns Velohi is Rava talking, not Stam of the Gemara. So Velohi is only Rava arguing on Rav. But what does Rav himself hold? Rav holds that then it's just Machlokes Rav and Rava. Then we can't say that Rav is a tos. Just Machlokes Rav and Rava. We don't have a right to say Rav is a tos. But when Rashi reads the Gemara, according to the Ramban, Velohi is the Stam of the Gemara. Rav is wrong. Then the Gemara Baba Kama is very good. The Gemara doesn't want to. No, one doesn't want to build on a toes. Point of Rashi is even better. The stomach of the Gemara says Veloy, that's not what Rav said. But Rashi learns Veloy, it's Rava talking. Rava says Rav is wrong. Okay, Rava thinks Rav is wrong, but Rav thinks Rav is right. At the end of the day, it's Machlokes is Rav and Rava. So how do you learn the Gemara Baba Kama? So that's still shrek. I don't know what to answer myself. That's the Kasha Lechayim. So we have Rav Chanan's Malach, Rav Shimon's Malach, but Gomer, Rashi is showing it's not Mashmaka. Yeah, I wanted to talk about a different topic. Yeah, man.
Is it possible to say there's a machlokes between Rav and the Stam of the Gemara in the time of Rav? When the Gemara says my time of Bidan Kaneho, that's really a different time than the time that Rav gives. And that the first time the Gemara gives in Rav is that Kimon Javanes Pata Hashava. And then Rav disagrees with that and gives a different time in Rav and then rejects that time. So La'olam, the Stam of the Gemara, has a different sheet than Rav. And
but that's for sure that Mistab and Milsa Derav, no, it's safe my time, I don't pen it, it's not like Rava. That's very hard to say. So you say that the lawyer is the stomach of the market.
But according to Rava, right, the pshat is not bidam kaninu. Pshat is that in general, aganet is kind of the gneva. And then Kim Zami is put the tashlumi. Bidam kaninu actually sounds chaluk from what Rava is saying.
I hear, but I think it's too much to just to say stomach. I know, it's a judgment call, but. Reluctant to say. Yeah, I hear the difference. Some of the Pashim Shah Abi, the Dhamma Kaninu means that the Dhamma takes off the Chir HaShav and the Nehli gets the keeper. Like Baal Bakish. I love this, he's claiming the neighbor all the time. Every guy is claiming the neighbor. But what does it do him? It doesn't do him any good, he has to give it back. Here, the Dhamma Kaninu, he gets the keeper. Say that the Sama might have a different husband. And the Balamar might be useful. We'll see. Yeah, I want to talk about a different issue. Let's very much negate the Pshat and Agamar. This is a Ramban of Amitsiyah over there in that. I also, I think, mentioned it. Ramban of Amitsiyah, the previous Omid, Gimel Omid Al. We talked about this Ramban in Eilan Arisman. The man has the following discussion. He wants to know why is it? When a Ganav steals a Chayfetz, let's say he stole a Chayfetz, it was worth 1 Zuz, and now it's worth 4 Zuz. And that was Nenas. So that, of course, is Chayim and Oins, and he has to pay for the neighbor. But how much does he have to pay? And it was worth 1 Zuz when he stole it, now it's worth 4 Zuz, and it was Nenas. So how much does the guy have to pay?
1 Zuz.
How do you know? That's right, it's Mimel. That's the Vitzmin Mail. So Rabban wants to know why is that different than the Shoyal, who's Chayim and Oinsen? And the Rabban thinks that it's a double poshut, that the Shoyal pays like the value at the time of the Oins. Doesn't make a right for it, but this just thinks it's poshut that the Shoyal pays the Shas Oinsen. What's the difference between a ganav who pays b'shas agneva and the shoyl who pays from the mail, by case of language? A ganav pays b'shas agneva and the shoyl who pays b'shas agneva. So the Ramban is mechalik. The Ramban says yeah, and he told him, why doesn't he pay like the oinsen for the hashta? And he quotes Agamara that the Torah is makdish him le'inyan oinsen. So, should we tell him the shas oinus? No, he quotes Agamara that's not kind of the gneva. It could be kind of the gneva, I would understand. He doesn't pay like the shas oinus because by that time it belonged to him. But he says, no, you see, Agamara is not true. It doesn't belong to him. It's the Bilems. The Torah was only makdatim l'inyan oinsen. So the chiyuv should be totally b'shasa oinus, not b'shasa gneva. That's his kasha. So he answers, v'yesh loyim by the shiny shoyl, that m'shas m'shicha m'chayiv m'zon yisera, but the chiyuv oinsen is b'shas shvur meso. U'b'shusa demari hi l'mechira u'lehekt, v'kal v'chayim u'lehektish. Aval g'zeila, kevin m'shas m'shicha m'chayiv oinsera, ונפגנמי משוס ביילם לחירו להקדש ולמחייבן לי ואינסן אלו כשעס משיכו דגזלו היא כשעס שבור ומסו דשאלו דהי שי תחי אלו כחיוב הרמבן says that חילוק, but we have to know why this חילוק makes a difference. The Ramban says that by a shoyl, until the moment of the oinus, the shaylo, the dover ha-shoyl, the pikodon, was b'shus ha-bailam. The bailam could be makdash it, the bailam could sell it. When a shomer is holding something, he's holding it for the bialim, so it's considered to be b'shus ha-bialim. That's gemara's mufarashes. It's not called that it's yotzer b'shus ha-bialim. the Vaham can be makdish it. By a ganav, the halacha is that a gneva is no longer as the member of Yechon. Gozel, when it's Yashua Bayim, Shteim and Yechon Matisha. Zelefi Shein, Shaloi, Zelefi Shein, and Vishusim. A gneva is Yosim Shusha Bayim. It's outside now of the Shlit of the Bayim. The ganav is holding it against the Bayim. So since it's Yosim Shusha Bayim, so the Chiv Ainsin is Kishasa Gneva. So, first of all, the Rabbans needs a Hezbro all by itself. This is not so much, this is more a Lenarist. What's time the Hezbro in the Balamah? I mean, what's the Hezbro here in the Rabbah? What's the difference? The Nidin is it was Nenas. He's high for the Ainsin. By Shaili's pace, the Rabban assumes Kishasa Ainsin. By Gneva, you pay Kishasa Gneva. Not the Rabban. What's the difference? In Agamor is Madama Gneva to Shaili. The Chiv Ainsin of a Ghana, the Gemor is Madama to the Chiv Ainsin of a Shaili. So they should be the same. So how come they have a different time frame? So my answer is by a shayla, it's b'shus abaylam to loynus. By a gneiv, it's yotzim b'shus abaylam miyad. So what? What does that do with loynus? So I think the pshat in the Ramban is, yes, I said last year. I think the pshat in the Ramban is. Maybe somebody remembers from last year. That would be like a miracle. I really didn't remember from last year. I looked it up. I think the pshat is like this that the chiyuv oinus begins when it kicks in. That was when I need the chiyuv oinus. You know, there's a warranty. The shoyl he gives the bialo a warranty, but the warranty kicks in when it needs to be involved. When something happens that now the chiyuv oinus is activated, so that's when the chiyuv oinus goes into effect, and that's when the shomer or the ganav, whatever it is, he's kind of the chayv for slinyan einsin. It's the ganav or the shoyl, they're kind of the chayv for slinyan einsin when the chayv einsin happens. When he becomes chayv and einsin, when he becomes chayv and achrayis, that's when he's kind of the chayv for slinyan the achrayis. So when exactly does that happen? When does the shomer or the ganav, when does the chayv achrayis come into effect? When do they have to, you know, when does his warranty get invoked? So by a shoyl to the Raman, you don't really need the chiyuv einsin until the tiloinus. Because until that point, the thing was b'shus ha'bailam totally. Secure b'shus ha'bailam. The base of shomer is the base of ha'bailam. So you don't need any, there's no achrayas that needs to be called upon until the shas einsin. That's when the shoyl is tainted. By a ganav, the minute the ganav took the gneva, he already was mitzi b'shus ha'bailam. He already has a chiyuv achrayas to put it back into the b'shus ha'bailam. That's part of his chiyuv achrayas. Since he took it out of the Shusha Bailam, so right away he has a Chiyuv Achrayis to restore to the Shusha Bailam. That's in a way part of his Chiyuv, some more like a thing. Comes out, the Chiyuv Ashov and the Chiyuv Ansim, we normally think about it as being two totally unrelated Chiyuvim. The Rabban is saying, no, the Chiyuv to give the Chayfetz back to the Bailam, to put it back into the Shusha Bailam, is an aspect of his Chiyuv Achrayis. The same as the Chiyuv Ansim. So therefore, in a way, the minute he stole it, he already gets a Chiyuv Achrayis. He already becomes chayav b'achriyus to be meishiv to the bialim. So already, right at that moment, he's kainet and yinoinsin. And then when it's mamish nenes, that's just a hemshich of that. That's just a hemshich. But he's already been kainet and yinoinsin. So therefore, his kinyan yinoinsin happens at the time of the gneva, and therefore it's measured in terms of what it was worth for shasa gneva, not what it's worth later. Very beautiful, fascinating Ramban. But kaponim, the Ramban over here is being medame that based on Agamar. That the chiyuv einsin of a ganav in a way are similar to the chiyuv einsin of a shayel, which really the Chorus says in Agamar. The only thing is, they have a different activation mode. They're activated at different times. The chiyuv einsin of a shayel is not activated until it's actually nenas, because until that time, I don't need the shayel to the shayel's. It's resting securely the base habaylim, which is the base hashomer. So the chiyuv einsin is activated later. By ganav, the chiyuv einsin is activated right away, because right away is a chiyuv achrayis. But except for that detail. Fundamentally, the chiyuv oinus of a ganav is like the chiyuv oinus of a shoyl. Rabban is beferish medamim. His question presupposes that they're the same, and that comes out of Agamar. He quotes Agamar when he asks the question. Just hold on a second. But I want to contrast this to the Rosh. The Rosh in Merubah, I don't know if I gave this to my mom. The Rosh in Merubah in Siman Beis, it's the same kasha. He says, how come a shoyl is only chayav kishasa oinus, and a ganav is chayav kishasa gneva? Says the Rosh, Shul brings this in the Shiur. Says the Rosh, because a ganav is not makabel shmir, that is a chayv and einsin qua einsin. It's my lashon, not the Rosh. It's not. No, his chiyuv shmir. He says the lashon Rosh. He's not makabel shmir. The reason why he's chayav in oinsin is because the gneiv is mechayav him to pay. So that is told in shasen gneiv. A shoyl is mechayav shmira, so he's chayav in oinsin because he has a separate chiyav oinsin, a chrayas for oinsin. So that's told in the shas oinsin. So ganav was never mechayav shmira. Since he was never mechayav shmira, he has a chiyav tashlumin mitzad the gzelo, mitzad the gneiv. So that's told in shasen gneiv, not the shas oinsin. Taisus of Abakam also, and that in the Rambam of the base says also the same thing, that a ganav's chiyuv is from the gneiv, not from the, it's not a chiyuv oinsin. He was never mekabel shmir. A ganav is never mekabel shmir. He doesn't have a chiyuv of oinsin per se. He has a chiyuv tashlum and kastolid. He has to pay for it. If it's ben, he pays for it by giving back to ben. If it's not ben, he has a chiyuv tashlum. Does this have a rush? Is there a rush in here? Or maybe just the rush in Taisus. I'm saying none of them are based. The top thesis. Taisus told me something else, but Taisus also is lush. Then a guy is not makabel shmir, still not pshiyah. But the Rosh says it like Abi Diskasha. He says a ganav pays kashas agneiv, but not kashas oinus, because he was never makabel shmir. So his chiv is not for the oinus; his chiv is for the ma'is agneiv itself. I think the pshat in Rosh is when you steal something, you have to pay for it. If the chayfis is ben matoy, but if the chayfis is not ben, you have to pay for it. So it's mechayiv was the gneiv, not the oinus. But by mashmakin and a shomer is makabel oinsin. So his chiyuv is because he's a chroy for the oinsin. So maybe he has to pay kashas oinus. I've come to Rosh. The chroy is not like the Ramban. Man said a totally different answer, but the Ramban is prefers medame the chiyuv of a ganav to chiyuv of a shomer. They're both the chiyuv achrayis for the oinsin. The only thing is, by a ganav, the chiyuv oinsin kicks in right away, because right away he has the chiyuv achrayis to restore to the bayim. So that's like part of his chiyuv oinsin. Mashenkin by a shomer, it's secure until the shas oinus, so the chiyuv oinsin only kicks in b'shas oinus. But otherwise, they're the same. And the Rosh is able to face, no, they're not the same. A shomer is chayef for oinsin. The ganav is not chayef for oinsin. The ganav is chayef to pay for the gneiv. So Mela, that's why they have different rules. So what's shver on the Rosh?
How does the Rosh
read our Gemara? How the Gemara says b'feirish? Rav said, how's the ganav chayef and oinsin? Must be his kainig. Says Rav, no, it's not because he's kainig the gneiv. It's because it's midi davi ha-shoyl. Ki ukmi rachmanu b'shusu l'inyin oinsin. Midi davi ha-shoyl. Feirish in our Gemara. First of all, the Gemara says b'feirish midi davi ha-shoyl. And more deeply than that, I mean, that's also true, it says midi davi ha-shoyl. So more deeply than that, the whole premise of our Gemara is that a ganav is not chayav in oinsin stam because he stole it. He's chayav in oinsin either according to Rav because his mamash koinu the chayfis, but we don't hold like Rav, or according to Rava, he's chayav in oinsin, he was problematic. How's he chayav in oinsin? How you chayav in oinsin? Because you're koinu the chayfis when you're oinsin. If you're the Rosh, what are you talking about? You're chayav in oinsin because you stole the gneva, and when you steal the gneva, you have to pay for the gneva. It's not because you're chayav in oinsin. That's the whole point of the Rosh. It's not really a chiyuv oinsin. Chiyuv oinsin is a misnomer. It's a chiyuv tashlumi agneiv. If the chayfetz is here, you can give it back that way. If the chayfetz is not here, you have a chiyuv tashlumi agneiv. And however you can come up with the money, you have to be meishu the gzeil. But Agamor l'chayes is not the way. Agamor says that the chiyuv oinsin kilu is problematic because how you chayef for oinsin, you didn't do anything. The way oinsin, no, it's always makta to yulin oinsin. Midi davi yashayel. So not only from the lush and midi davi yashayel, the whole content of Agamor is that the Gemara is saying that a ganav has to be, the Gemara doesn't understand how a ganav could be chayav in oinsin except for the fact that he must have some kind of kinyan linyan oinsin, akin to the way a shoyl has a kinyan linyan oinsin. So the fair the Gemara that a ganav has a chayav oinsin, and it's where the, and it works similar to the way it works by a shoyl. Very strange this Rosh Chodesh. It's mamish against that Gemara. and you see the Ramban when he asked the kasha, he didn't say the Rosh's tales. He quotes that Gemara. So, I think, I want to say it's over published, but there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah in Aleph Mudbeis, I quoted it last week. The Gemara talks about Gemara is discussing if a ben noach has a kinyan mashicha. Now, what kinyanim does a ben noach have? So the Gemara there says, brings a raya that a ben noach has kinyan mashicha. Because a ben noach has a gneva. Ben noach is neragan gneva. So the Gemara, if in order to be neragan gneva, you have to, in order to be going, you have to have a kinyan mashicha. So how could a going to be, how can a ben noach be chayef for gneva if he doesn't have kinyan mashicha? So right, that again, that have kinyan mashicha. That's more doich. The right, I don't remember now. Nobody has gemara about a zara. Anyway, for our purposes right now, just, that's the point that we need. So first of all, this is Tam Pshat Nekamara. It says Nekamara Chiddush. What's the most kasha? Maybe a benoyach doesn't have kinyan mashicha, but he can still steal. He's chayv neiv for stealing it. Like, what's the kasha? Yes, you know, he has somebody on the street. Somebody doesn't have kinyan mashicha. How do chayv for gneiva? How do chayv misa for gneiva? What's the kasha? Chayv misa for gneiva because you're depriving the other guy of his thing. What does it have to do with that with kinyan mashicha? Who says it has to work with dini with hilchas kinyan? So you see, that Gemara where held out the way that in order to have a maisa gneiva, needs to have a maisa kinyan. We have this nail and that. We have this perish nail and that. We can have it later in Agamar also by Megar V'Yosei. You're dragging something to Beis Abad and you're dragging along. You're not called the Ganav until you do some kind of Kinyan Meshicha or Kinyan Hagbah. You have to have a Maisa Kinyan Ganav. So the Gemara Baba and Rabbi Rezar held, if a guy doesn't have Kinyan Meshicha, then how could he be Chayef Agneva? You need a Kinyan Meshicha in order to be Chayef Agneva. It says in Agamar. That's the basis for Agamar. A Maisa Agneva has to have a Kinyan Meshicha. Yeah, but Shuto, that doesn't mean it has to be yours. But the Maisik Neva has to be a Maisik Kinyan. It doesn't necessarily become yours. Rabbah holds it doesn't become yours. It doesn't matter. We're not asking it to become yours, but the Maisik Neva has to be a Maisik Kinyan. So Tosis over there has a kasha. I think I mentioned the Tosis also last week. Tosis, what's the most problem? It says in Agamara and Sanhedrin that Rabbah said that a Ganav is not kind of Lagame, he's only kind of Lenin Einsen. Oynis is the chiv that Yisrael has by Gneva. So just like by Yisrael, he can be kind of inyan the chiv Einsin, that's the chiv that Yisrael has in the Gneva. So Ben Noach could be kind of Gneva inyan the Misa, that's the chiv that Ben Noach has in Gneva. Tosis Kasha. Tosis is Teretz. I don't remember Tosis Teretz either, but Tosis is the Kasha. Tosis Kasha is hard to understand. What's the comparison? The Gemara by us is being done. Does the Ganav own the Gneva? Because we're looking down on Chiv Einsen. Does the Ganav own the Gneva? So Gemara says maybe he doesn't own it. Lagam, maybe he owns the Linyan Chiv Einsen. The Gemara there by Benoyach is not being done. Does the Benoyach own the Gneva? The Gemara that's being done is a Maisa Meshicha called the Maisa Gneva. The Gemara says if a guy doesn't have a Maisa Kinyan, doesn't have Kinyan Meshicha, then a Maisa Meshicha is not called the Maisa Gneva. What's he going to tell and help me that maybe he's kind of Linyan Einsen? He's kind of Linyan Misa. Maybe there's such a thing as being kind of something Linyan Misa, but you have to have a Maisa Kinyan. By a Goy, a Mashiach is not a Maisa Kinyan. Tosis' comparison is very strange. Like he's comparing two Gemaras that is totally different Nidonim. The Gemara in the Gemara of Zara is how to do a Maisa Gneva. To do a Maisa Gneva, you need a Maisa Kinyan. If Mashiach by a Goy is not a Maisa Kinyan, then he can't do a Maisa Gneva. The Nina and Agamar is not in the Maisik Neva. The Maisik Neva we understand is Mashiach. Yisrael has a Kinyan Mashiach. The Nina and Agamar is, but we're at Chiv Einsen. Chiv Einsen presupposes, the Gemara thinks, some kind of Kinyan in the Chayfas. So what's the, how do you have it? So how much Kinyan does it assume? Rav says it's a Kinyan Lagamari. Rav says no, it's only a Kinyan in Einsen. So the Korvo Zell's it. Tosis Kilo brings it together, you know. The same way you have a Kinyan in Einsen, you should be able to have a Mashiach in Misa. Seems to be juxtaposing things that don't connect to each other. So I think this is a clue that Tosis is learning. Tosis should toss something, but we can daf the vol over there. He holds like the Rosh. But Tosis is learning pshat in Agamara different. The need in Agamara is not how is a ganav chayav in school. After all, the Rosh tells me that a ganav is not going to chayav in school, like kibbutz olav shmir. The ganav's chayav is not. That's the Rosh in the Merubah. A ganav's chayav is not the etzim chayav for einus. The guy who was a chiv because he stole it, he has to pay for it. The chayfetz is here, great. We'll pay for it with the chayfetz. With the chayfetz, he'll give it back. That's how we'll restore the gneva. The chayfetz is not here, then he's a chiv v'shilim. He has to give a shalom for the gneva. He doesn't have per se a chiv einsin at all. That's why the Rosh says, I don't care what it was worth for shas einus. I only care what it was worth for shas gneva. His chiv is not for the einus, his chiv is for the gneva. It's not like a shomer at all. A shomer is chayef because he has a chayes with oinsim. That's totally b'shas oinus. That's the rosh. So according to the rosh, I think Tosis also says Gana doesn't have chiyuv shmirah. It's not a chiyuv. So Gana doesn't have chiyuv oinsim. Gana doesn't have chiyuv oinsim. Gana has chiyuv for the gneivah. So what's the nidin of the gemara? The nidin of the gemara Tosis held, and maybe the rosh, and the rosh held, is mitzad the ma'isik gneivah. It's hayois, if that's another posture that a ma'isik gneivah needs a ma'isik kinyan. So Rav held, Rav said that Rav said like this. Look, you see a guy that is. You see that a ganav becomes chayav. When you see a ganav has chiyuvim, the main chiyuv a ganav has chiyuv einsim. Of course, he has to give back the be'en. That doesn't require everybody has to give back the be'en. A shen rabbeid, Moshe rabbeid also has to give back the be'en. But a ganav has more than a chiyuv to give back the be'en. He has a chiyuv einsim. That means he has chiyuv gneivo. Chiyuv einsim means he has a chiyuv gneivo. That's the rosh. No chiyuv einsim per se al shmira. He has chiyuv gneivo. In order to have chiyuv gneiva, you have to do a ma'isik. You have to have a ma'isik. You have to do a ma'isik gneiva. A ma'isik gneiva requires a ma'isik kinyan. So Rav thought, since gneiva by definition is a ma'isik kinyan, so it must be the kind of the chayfas lagamer. In a way, there's an equity that it's hard to understand, but I don't know if I understand it. But let's take it as a fact. The Gemara is assuming that in order to have chiyuv gneiva, not chiyuv einsim, chiyuv gneiva, you have to have a ma'isik kinyan. Even chiyuv miso, more about the neinoch. Same, there was Tosis holds, Tosis on the not being so clear. I think Tosis on the Rosh hold that our Gemara is akin to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Just like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is not busy with chiyuv einsim, it's busy with chiyuv miso. Yet the Gemara has this assumption that in order to have a chiyuv misa in bayik neva, you have to have a ma'isa kinyan. If a guy doesn't have kinyan meshicha, then he can't have chiyuv misa for gneva, because the chiyuv yagneva requires some kind of ma'isa kinyan. Why exactly is that? Like, why can't it just be like, I don't know, just the ma'isa of depriving the bayim of it? I don't know. Some of the Gemara assumes that in order to have chiyuv gneva, in order to have chiyuv gneva, you need to have a ma'isa kinyan in the gneva. Needs a husband, but that's the fact. A ma'isik neva, in order to be chayiv, it has to have even misa, it has to be a ma'isik kinyan. So it's a raya that a goy must have kinyan neshicha, because otherwise how can he have a ma'isik neva to be chayiv misa? Agmar is al derech zeh. Perhaps said, look, you have chiyuv neva, meaning you have to pay for the neva. The world calls it oinus, but it's not a chiyuv oinus like by a shomer. It means you have to pay for the neva. That means you have chiyuv neva. Chiyuv neva, so you must have some kind of ma'isik kinyan in the neva. So Rav held, if you have a kinyan in the gneiva, then Rav thought that means you have a kinyan in the gneiva. If you wouldn't be kinyan in the gneiva, you wouldn't have chiyuv gneiva. The fact that you have chiyuv gneiva is a raya that you have kinyan in the gneiva. You have a kinyan in the gneiva, and Rav thinks if you have a kinyan, means you kinyan legamer. I have to give it back. That's fine. You have to give it back, but lemaisa you have chiyuv in it. Says Rava, no, not a raya. Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true that you have chiyuv gneiva. And yes, it's true that in order to have chiyuv gneiva, you have to have a kinyan gneiva. But maybe the kinyan gneiva is only legabe, the chiyuv gneiva. And that's what the word means, mida d'havei ha-shoyel. It's not really the same as a shoyel at all. But the word means, just like you find by a shoyel, there's such a thing as a kinyan le'inyan einsim, which is what the chiyuv ha-shoyimer has. The shoyimer is a chiyuv einsim. He's not kind of the chayfetz, he's not kind of the pikadon. He's kind of the pikadon le'inyan einsim. So al derech zeh, says the Gemara, just as a mashal, you can by a gneva, you can have chiyuv gneva. That doesn't mean you're kind of the gneva legamri. You're kind of the gneva, the inyan, the chiyuv gneva. But again, I want to underscore chiyuv gneva, according to the Rosh, are not einsin. There's no such thing that chiyuv einsin is by gneva. It's a misnomer. This chiyuv gneva is tashlumin for the gneva. But the Rosh is saying, just like you find such a thing as that, you can have a kinyan, the inyan, the chiyuvim of a shomer, namely einsin. So you can have a kinyan, the inyan, the chiyuvim of a ganav, which are namely tashlumi yagneva. So that comes along Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, and he says, well, if you can have kinyonim in a gneva, the inyan, the chiyuvim yagneva, namely oinsin, So maybe you could have kinyan min agneva linyan miso, which is the chiyuv agneva by benoyach. That's why Tosfos thought that it's comparable, because Tosfos read our Gemara the same as the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that all these Gemaras are being done not like the Ramban read it. The Ramban read the Gemara the way we presented the Gemara, that the issue is chiyuv einsin. You didn't do anything. Chiyuv einsin must be that chiyuv einsin is a special quality about chiyuv einsin that requires that you have a kinyan in it, and that's the need. And how does a ganav get chiyuv einsin? Well, maybe is it because he has a kinyan legamri, or he has a kinyan like a shoyl has a kinyan? That's when it becomes chiyuv einsin. The Rabban understood that this is a Gemara about how does a ganav have chiyuv einsin, and the Rabban therefore saw in our Gemara that a ganav has chiyuv einsin. I think what I see in the Rosh is that the Rosh shows that a ganav does not have chiyuv einsin. So how does he read the Gemara? He reads the Gemara, the need is not a chiyuv einsin. The need is a chiyuv egneva, whatever they may be. By benoich, it's miso. By yisrael, it's oinus. But it's not really oinus. Oinus is the wrong word. It's, in practical terms, it comes out to be oinus. It's not really chiyuv einsin in the normal sense. It's a chiyuv tashlumi egneva. You steal a gneva, you have to pay for it. So therefore, you have to pay for it regardless of what happens later, even if later it's nanas. But basically, it's not a chiyuv for the oinus. It's not because you have a chayas for the oinus. It's because you have a chiyuv of tashlumi egneva. The need in the Gemara is not how do you have such a thing as chiyuv einsin. The need in the Gemara is how do you have such a thing as chiyuv egneva without kinyon egneva. So Rav says, oh, it must be that you're kinyan legamri. And Rav says, no, not a raya. You're kinyan le'inyan, the chiyuv egneva. Same way, just a mashal. The same way a shoyl is kinyan, the pikodon, le'inyan, the einsin, which is what the chiyuv that a shomer has. So ganav is kinyan egneva, le'inyan, the chiyuv egneva. Namely, tashlumi egneva, v'shila. And Tosfos has to say the same thing by Nisa, kolma. And that's what I think is going on over here. So, in a way, it's hard to understand because the Ramban understand much better. I understand why the Gemara assumes that chiyuv einsin needs a kinyan. That I could sort of wrap my head around. Because einus, how is einus mechayim me? I didn't do anything. It must be because I have to. It's really not a chiyuv for the not chiyuv for lightning bolt that struck the thing. It's not my responsibility. Why am I chiyuv for that? No, I'm chiyuv because I have a kinyan in the thing, and therefore I have to pay for it regardless of whether it was struck by lightning. And then it's my problem that it was struck by lightning. So I understand the Gemara and those. That's the Ramban's understanding of the Gemara. That's how he presented it. Now it comes out as a whole different Gemara according to the Rosh. It's not a Gemara about how am I chayav for einsin. It's a Gemara about how does a ganav get chiyuv egneva. Whether it's misa by ben noyach, that's the sugyan of a zara. And Agamar, it's analogous to that Gemara where the ben noyach has a chiyuv misa by egneva. How does he have it? Must have a kinyan mishicha. Agamar is being done a similar thing. A ganav has chiyuv tashlumin. How does a ganav get chiyuv tashlumin? It must be some kind of kinyan egneva. Can't have chiyuv tashlumin for the gneva if there are no kinyone agneva. Where does that come from? So to Gemara, oh, it must be because Rav says it must be you kinyone agneva, and Rav says no, you kinyone agneva, you chiyuv agneva, you're not kinyone agneva legamri. So now already it's more hard to understand. Like where did this premise come from that you can't have chiyuv agneva without kinyone agneva? Maybe you can have chiyuv agneva without kinyone agneva, like a mazik. Mazik is not a kinyon. Mazik has chiyuv for being mazik. So maybe a ganav has chiyuv agneva without having a kinyon in the gneva. Like, who told the Gemara that in order to have kinyon chiyuv egneva, you have to have kinyon egneva? Anyway, I don't know where the Gemara got that assumption from. And it seems to be an assumption, the way Tosfos puts the two Gemaras together, it seems to be an assumption not only about chiyuv moment, it's an assumption about chiyuv misa too. In order to have a chiyuv misa egneva, you must have to have. So I would have thought maybe that's tana halach in the mice. But Tosfos puts the whole thing together. It seems that there's some kind of premise over here that in order to have chiyuv egneva, yeah, you, asher you, misa, tashlumin, in order to have chiyuv egneva, you have to have kinyon egneva, and that's the nekuda around which, that's the axis around which the sugyan Avodah Zarah revolves, and around which Agamara revolves. Similar Gemaras. Yeah. Where exactly that premise comes from still would now need a heads, but that I don't know. But nonetheless, I still think this is true. Putting the Rosh together with the Tosfos over there in Avodah Zarah, the Tosfos of Bakama, I think what was emerging is this is a new sheet in the Gemara. It's not a Gemara b'chiyuv einsin, it's a Gemara b'chiyuv egneva. If that's the case, this is a valuable machlokes here between the Ramban and the Rosh. The Ramban on one side and Tosfos and the Rosh on the other. Is this Gemara about how did chiyuv einsin come about, or is this Gemara about how did chiyuv egneva come about? Okay, we stop here. And next thing I want to do is the Balamor and the Ramban, the Yishuv Shiba. The Tshuvas, I gave you Tshuvas to Rashba, that's the guy to see. The Rashba learns, well, there's a few things bouncing around there, Rashba, but the main thing is the Rashba is like the Balamor. And then we'll go on.